Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Unbelievably, this judge appointed by Trump, who is a Democrat, but he appointed her, Judge Immergold. Okay, first of all, let me explain where these judges come from. Okay, these judges are Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, giving Donald Trump a list. Hey, this is who we're willing to appoint. Those are open borders senators. Okay, that's how this works. This is who we're willing to appoint for you. Here's five for you to choose from. That's how this has gone. And that's why so many of Trump's picks were so horrific during the last term, because who was picking them? Liberal open borders Republicans like Lindsey Graham. Thank God he's leaving. What a disaster, Mitch McConnell. So we're still living through some of that. But what this judge did here was extremely dirty. And it's going to get reversed. Let me explain why. Trump was raging at the judge, saying, look, you know, these cities are burning. They're attacking ICE agents. What are you doing? The judge, Immergut, held the hearing on Friday, did not give the Trump Department of Justice an opportunity to file a response, which is a common practice in the Trump era. That's what these judges do. They'll put a rule that they will open the case rule. And then Trump finds out about it in the media. They don't even have time. They're not even given a chance to respond. Right.
Doesn't even sound ethical, does it?
No, it's not. It's more insurrection. It's just the judicial side right. of it. But here's the thing that's very interesting about what she did. OK. That you can see in a ruling, and you can see why she's going to get reversed. OK, she's just trying to protect the cartels and the open borders. She's a Democrat. She's a Democrat. So here's the problem with what she did. OK, she admits in her ruling that he has a right to deploy the guard, particularly if ICE agents or other federal officers are in mortal danger or to put down an insurrection. This is both, but this situation is both of these. So she admits that in her ruling. He's not doing anything unconstitutional. She just says in her personal robed opinion that things are not serious enough yet for him to send in the guard. So I don't know how, Lee, a judge can tell a president how serious the situation is to send in the guard, especially when that judge has not granted his Department of Justice a chance to even respond. So what she was doing was quoting media reports, which are full of lies, and saying, well, you know, these protests are, quote, mostly peaceful. Where have we heard that before?
Well, that would usually be considered as hearsay evidence, wouldn't it?
Yes, it's hearsay evidence. So only the commander in chief can decide this. And she admits that he's not doing anything unconstitutional. She just feels it's not. I mean, I guess what she wants, a couple ICE agents dead first I don't know. I mean, we've already had a guy, a left wing loon, open fire on an ICE facility in Texas. So understand, she did this Friday. They had no chance to respond. And then over the weekend, you saw the attempted, I think, quite frankly, assault, if not murder, of ICE agents. First getting boxed in, then having to shoot their way out of it. Then the Chicago PD does not respond. But you know who does respond is more Black Bloc thugs. When the ICE agents try to respond because the PD won't come, because they've been ordered by the Democrat leadership not to, when ICE tries to respond to help them out, that second vehicle is also rammed and surrounded by liberal lunatics. All of that happened over the weekend, okay? This judge is not willing to hear any of it. And that's what she was appointed to do. It's why the Republican leadership picked her. They aren't really Republican. They never have been. So that's where we are with that. And then it gets worse over the weekend. Trump brilliantly, and I love how he plays hardball, says, okay, if you're not going to let me send in the Oregon National Guard, then by God, I'm going to send in the California National Guard. So he sends them in. The judge says he's defying her order. And then he says, fine, I'll send the Texas National Guard. And of course, Abbott is, you know, I fully authorized the president to call up the 400 members of the Texas National Guard to ensure safety for federal officials. You can either fully enforce protection for federal employees or get out of the way and let Texas Guard do it. Good for him. So he's sending them up there. As Judge Immergut pretends none of this has happened, that pretends that, and if you're just tuning into the show, this is shockingly, I mean, absolutely shocking. You've got to see this in the New York Post. Democrats lying and saying, we didn't hold back the police. Not us. No, no, we would never. I mean, and hold back the police when ICE agents are surrounded and they're trying to secure the scene of a shooting? Because 10 cars ram them and surround it? You know how terrifying that would be?
Oh, I'm surprised at the restraint shown by the federal agents.
They have to. They can't shoot back. They can't. And these protesters know it. They know after months and months and months in Portland and Chicago, they know the police aren't coming, Lee. They know that locally.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And as Stephen Miller pointed out this weekend, you know, Trump's deputy chief of staff, he said, listen, the problem that we have, there are more police in the state of Oregon than there are FBI agents in the entire country for us to send in. We need the help of the police. We need to be able to call them. But what we caught them doing this weekend, and they didn't think it would leak, some patriot inside the dispatch center leaked the audio and the order that also went out in writing that 30 ICE agents were surrounded and not to send any response. New York Post got it and verified it. So did Bill Malusian, Fox News. So they lied. No, 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 not us. Of course we send the police. No, the chief patrol officer had forbidden them. They wanted to respond to helping the ICE agents. We've never seen this in America before. This is new. And to do that when you know darn well, because Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security, is on TV, that you've also got cartel members putting bounties on really effective ICE agents now. $10,000 for a kill, $2,000 for a kidnapping. Think about this for a minute. You're in danger on the streets of America in these Democrat areas. There'll be no help for you. If the cartel wants to kidnap you and they're going to torture you when they get you, you're on your own. Think about what's happened this weekend. This happened this weekend, okay? So I leave the show on Friday and I say, are we going to get to the point where we've got dead ICE agents, we've got ICE agents bleeding out, they need ambulances, they need police protection, they're in a shootout, and what? Local police don't come? Ambulance doesn't come? Are we going to get there? And I was thinking maybe months from now. I didn't think by Monday, but that's what just happened. Thank God nobody was hurt here except the woman who pulled the gun and tried to shoot the ICE agents. They had to gun her down. Mm-hmm. And that's what the police wanted to respond to. ICE called 911, the agents, and said, help us secure the scene. We've had to shoot our way out of this blockade that they had. They got rammed, they got surrounded. Police don't come. That's homicidal. That is the Democrats wanting dead ICE agents. There's no other way to take that. It's very simple to understand. It's not hard. It's not complex. It's not a constitutional crisis is that judge says, oh, we could cause a constitutional crisis. What's going to cause a constitutional crisis is dead ICE agents. Because then it's going to have to get real. We're going to need the military in the streets to fight the cartels and the Democrats. But then I repeat myself. Lee, can you see now? Can all of you see? I've been like a broken record for over a year now. The cartels are merging with the Democrats. Yeah. I've said it for two years. Mm-hmm. Cartels emerging with Democrats. They are one. You can't tell one begins and the other ends. You're seeing it right now.
It sure sounds like Mexico, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is, where the police are corrupt and they're owned by the cartels and they don't respond. This is why in Mexico, you can hang headless bodies off bridges. No one's coming for you. And apparently in Democrat areas, too, now. I mean, this is where we are. So Trump has got to go in and has got to put this down. But he is. And the good news is, don't let this make you mad. Here's why. What you're seeing is desperation, Lee. Absolute desperation.
Yeah, by the local Democrats. Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because they didn't think Trump would get all these illegals out. He has deported 2 million in 250 days. He's going to get them all. And what is being ripped out right now, this is the 1,000. We got 1,000 illegal immigrants with criminal records in Midway Blitz. That's just in the Chicago area, Lee. Not illegals who have a record because they broke the law coming here. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about literal criminal records, child sex trafficking, sex offender registries, violent assaults, methamphetamine trafficking, drug trafficking. These are the cartel networks. Trump is going in and ripping them out by the roots. And Lee, the Democrats have no way to replenish these networks because guess what? The military's sitting on the border. They can't get them back in. He's ripping out the infrastructure of their voter drive inside the country. And that is why you are seeing the Democrats resort to helping the cartels and these black bloc thugs to violence. They have nothing else but we're going to beat and kill ICE agents. That's where they are. We'll terrify their families. We'll dox them. We'll stalk them. This is a civil war. You're watching the civil war. But you're watching it get this violent because Trump is winning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.